Is the circular economy important to Philips?
We live in a world where there's a growing world population. There will be a scarcity of energy, scarcity of food, scarcity of water. So far, we have all applied a linear model to the use of scarce resources and materials. And we see the problems with a climate challenge and with scarcity of materials that become extinct. So we need to do something about it. At Philips, we have said that we changed our mission and vision statement to make the world healthier and more sustainable through innovation. We actually believe that by adopting a circular model to how we design products, but also recuperate the products after use and then reuse the materials, refurbishing them, remanufacturing them, it gives us a competitive advantage. So we can combine making the world more sustainable with the business model of making Philips grow and becoming more profitable. So it's an excellent way forward.
If it's such a clear, it's not about CSR, it's about driving business innovation, why isn't everyone jumping on the bandwagon?
We need to get everybody on the bandwagon because I think that is what will make the world a better place, but it is not necessarily easy. You need to do a lot of work through the entire value chain and align all the partners to a common cause. I'll give you an example. Philips has energy-efficient LED lighting for streetlights. We would think that all the municipalities would adopt that because there is an energy saving of 60-70%. And which cash-strapped municipality wouldn't want to save money like that? Right? And you can basically adopt the LED lighting through the savings on your energy bill. Yet, we see a lot of conservatism for those communities in adopting it. So you need new business models, you need new procurement rules, you need to think through end-to-end value realization instead of only the initial price that you pay. So we need to re-educate ourselves and learn about the best practices. There are best practices if you think about the PET bottles, the plastic PET bottles, where the recovery in Europe is already about 40%. We can learn from those best practices and recover materials that are scarce and make the world move better.
Very, very quickly, what's your call to action to other businesses?
So here at the WEF in Davos, we have just had a very energetic meeting with over 100 people discussing how to bring the circular economy forward. We have discussed the project Mainstream, which is about closing the loop on material streams, and I've made a call to action where we said all the leaders here at Davos adopt this new model.
Great. One second.